This is a special edition of our Oklahoma Ag Perspectives podcast from the Oklahoma Farm Report. I'm Ron Hayes. Pleased to have along with us the Attorney General of the state of Oklahoma, Mike Hunter, reelected for a full term in November of this year. He spoke on Friday at the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Convention in Norman, Oklahoma, talking about his plans for his full term as AG. Here are the comments from Attorney General Hunter.
Well, listen, it's great to be with you all today. For those of you who watch TV, you might have seen that I borrowed your logo in some of my TV commercials. I hope that's okay, because I've got to tell you, there was no endorsement that I was prouder of than that of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau's political operation. The folks that you helped elect around the state are going to be good partners for me, and they're going to be great advocates for farmers and ranchers in this state. Some of those earlier ads, they might have alerted you to the fact that I spent some time in Washington, D.C. It's good to be home. But I got to tell you, some of the experiences I had with folks back east were bewildering. You know, because we got a way of saying things out here that really kind of cuts to the chase. And there were times when I was using figures of speech that were bewildering to people. Like, for instance, so I'm in a meeting in Washington, D.C., and we've got regulatory folks, and I'm designating people to certain jobs. And so just to underscore how important those designations were, from time to time I would say, "Now, I want you to ride herd on this." So you have these sort of furrowed brows, or there, you know, there are situations where bad things happen and you have to remark, "Well, if it's not the pigs, it's the chickens." And then when times get tough and you're I guess, trying to buck everybody up, which is another word we use out here from time to time, you say, "Look, we've got a cowboy up here, folks." But maybe the experience that I had that I really underscored for me how we approach life out here, because we're used to dealing with things that are hard and difficult. That's what makes us who we are. So there's this conversation, and it's folks mostly from the northeastern part of the country, and there's this conversation about the five stages of grief. Have you ever heard about that? So there are these five stages of grief that people have to work through when a bad thing happens. So they sort of got done talking about the five stages of grief, and I said, "Well, you know, we just have two stages of grief back in Oklahoma." And they said, "Really? Yeah? You feel bad, and then you get over it." So, again, it's good to be with you all today. I, just for context, I am the 18th Attorney General in the history of the state of Oklahoma. I am the third Republican, and I am the first graduate of Oklahoma State to serve as Attorney General of the state of Oklahoma. Well, Monty, thank you again for that kind introduction. Rod, good to see you. Rod and I have known each other for longer than I care to admit. Don't want to show my age, but anyway, at my age, it's good to be anywhere. But Rod, thanks for all the great work you do and all the great work Farm Bureau does to make Oklahoma a better place to live and a safe place to live for farmers and ranchers. So this is Statehood Day. So how old are we, 111 years old? And this is your 77th annual meeting. So what did we do before Farm Bureau? But there's nobody I'd rather celebrate Statehood Day than with y'all. Again, your work, your tireless advocacy on behalf of this most important part of our economy is proud and successful, and agriculture remains the top economic driver in this state in more ways than one. We are home to 77,000 farm and ranch operations spanning across 34 million acres of land. And I think that makes us fourth in the United States in the number of farms. And something special to mention, 94% of those farms are family owned. But trust me, I'm a lawyer, and you're going to challenge me when I say I speak from the heart, but trust me, I've got a heart. And maybe you'll get a sense of that when I talk about agriculture, because life on the farm is something that I have experience with. I'm a fourth-generation Oklahoman. I grew up on a family wheat and cattle farm just south of Enid near Waucomas. Who's that? Went to Pioneer School. My great-grandfather donated the land for the school. And growing up there, it's, where I learned that there's no substitute for hard work, self-reliance, determination, and resolve. I know the hardship of those long days and grit. I know what life on a farm's like, and I appreciate your way of life because I've lived it. And like most of your neighbors and colleagues on the farm, I want to say something. You can take me at my word when I say that I am dedicated to doing whatever I can as Attorney General to decreasing the burdens and the burdensome regulations that threaten your way of life. My office is proud to serve as your advocate. I'll never apologize for that. If the Attorney General is not going to stand up for our state's interests, nobody will. And we are unapologetic in championing this industry. I'll just give you a couple of examples. I'm sure you've heard of the Waters of the United States, notoriously referred to as WOTUS. In my opinion, this is an illegal, unconscionable, and unconstitutional rule that is nothing more than bureaucratic overreach and places inseparable responsibilities, requirements, burdens on hardworking men and women in this country. There is no reason to regulate ponds and mud puddles. So over the summer, there's some litigation around this rule. The EPA is not enforcing it, but we had a federal judge that reinstated the rule. Again, it's not being enforced, but I guess superficially the rule's in effect. We've got a motion in federal court up in Tulsa to get an injunction issued. Again, I want to underscore the EPA is not going to enforce this rule, but we don't want to leave anything to the imagination of folks who want to argue that that rule's in effect. But I want to say that the current administration, while I'm on the subject of the EPA, is doing the right thing by rolling back this incredibly impractical rule. Rest assured, my office is going to do everything that we can to ensure that it's not implemented. So speaking of burdensome regulations, we've also joined a challenge in the U.S. Supreme Court with dozens of other attorneys general to end California's unconstitutional farming regulations. They have cost producers around the country hundreds of millions of dollars and consequently cost consumers a similar amount. In the challenge, we argue, hopefully successfully, that California's requirements for out-of-state egg producers violate both a federal law prohibiting states from imposing standards, their own standards on eggs produced, and the Commerce Clause, which gives Congress the exclusive responsibility to regulate interstate commerce. It is unconstitutional for California to force farmers in Oklahoma to invest in expensive infrastructure to drive up the cost of eggs for families. A professor of economics, just so you hear this, has studied this law in California, and he estimates that since 2015, the additional costs of the law for farmers to sell eggs to California are between a quarter of a billion and $1 billion. Just so that we want to make sure that we're not hurting a chicken's feelings. While these are examples of how we are working to protect you and your way of life from out-of-state overreach, I want to tell you that we're working just as hard in this state on your behalf. Our utility regulation unit works very hard at the Corporation Commission to ensure that you're not paying a penny more for reliable, quality electrical service. And we're also working very closely with cooperatives around the state that provide electricity to you. There is just no reason for there to be unfair and predatory activities on the part of the big utilities that infect the ability of electric cooperatives to function and to provide y'all as customer service. I want to just mention briefly, there was a federal corporate income tax cut that you may recall late last year. It dramatically reduced income taxes on corporations. At the Corporation Commission, we moved to have that tax cut deployed to ratepayers, and we've been successful. Eventually, there'll be $150 million that's returned to ratepayers as a result of us arguing that that tax cut shouldn't be a windfall to utilities. It should go back to consumers. You know, unfortunately, fraud and scams affect us all, and we've tried to be more proactive about consumer protection. And so what we try to do is when there are disasters around the state, we will proactively deploy people in our unit to circulate and make sure folks know what to be careful about when their contractors going door to door and making promises about fixing roofs and helping people get past the damage that tornadoes or wildfires will cause. You know, we were out west in May when there were 300,000 acres burned in western Oklahoma, and I think we were pretty successful in getting around those counties and making sure people knew what to be careful about. Like I say, fraud happens. One of the things that I'm very proud of my team, we've been able to not only hold scam artists and fraudsters accountable, but we've been able to return $500,000 in restitution to victims over the last 20 months. So whether it's fighting back against what I've described, unconstitutional overreach, other states and their laws impacting us, over the next 4 years, I just want to reiterate that I'm going to do my very best, as will my team, to be champions and advocates for the farmers and ranchers in this state. So I tried to reassure you that I've got a heart. I know that those of you who deal with attorneys are suspicious, but I'll just share this with you, and it's a few lines from the movie The Grapes of Wrath, and most of you have probably seen it. There's a situation where a banker shows up, and he's foreclosing on a farm, and there is a farmer who is utterly heartbroken over what's happened, and he's, I think, in the most poetic way that I've ever heard, this farmer describes the relationship between a farmer or a rancher and their land. My grandpa took up this land 70 years ago. My pa was born here. We were all born on it. Some of us died on it. Some of us were killed on it. Being born on it, working on it, dying on it, that's what makes it our own, not some piece of paper. Thank you all very much.
Comments from the Oklahoma Farm Bureau opening general session by the Attorney General of the State of Oklahoma, Mike Hunter. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.